KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset. Starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska, from Sitkanap to Castle Cape, today southwest winds 15 knots, seas 2 feet. Tonight southwest winds 15 knots, seas 3 feet. And Thursday, southwest winds 20 knots, seas 4 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, today southwest winds 15 knots, seas 2 feet. Tonight, south winds 15 knots, seas 2 feet. And Thursday, south winds 20 knots, seas 3 feet. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory Thursday. Today, south winds 20 knots, seas 5 feet. Tonight, south winds 20 knots, seas 5 feet with rain. And Thursday, south winds 25 knots, seas 7 feet. Port Hyde and Nelson Lagoon, small craft advisory Thursday. Today, southeast winds 20 knots, seas 5 feet. Tonight, southeast winds 20 knots, seas 5 feet. And Thursday, southeast winds 25 knots, seas 5 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, gale warning Thursday. Today, south winds 20 knots, seas 6 feet. Tonight, south winds 25 knots, seas 6 feet. And Thursday, south winds 35 knots, seas 8 feet. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, cloudy with highs near 47, south winds 10 miles per hour. Tonight, a chance of rain, cloudy with lows near 45, south winds 10 miles an hour. And Thursday, a chance of rain, mainly before 4 p.m., cloudy with highs near 48, south winds around 15 miles an hour. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a high tide at 4:50 a.m. at 8 feet, 1 inch. A low at 12:12, a minus tide of 1 foot, 8 inches, a high at 7:06 p.m. at 5 foot, 6 inches, and a low at 11:42 at 3 feet, 3 inches. Your sun rose at 6:01 this morning, and your sun will set at 11:22, giving us 17 hours and 23 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Today on KUCB News, Unalaskans will lose immediate on-island medevac access for at least the next few months. And a gray whale washed up on Kodiak Island last month. All of that and more coming up.
Local programming on KUCB is made possible by the Aleutian Housing Authority, providing affordable housing services in the Aleutian Pribilof Islands region and working hard to create employment, job training opportunities, and promote economic development. More information at ahaak.org.
You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM on Alaska. It's Wednesday, June 11th, 2025. I'm Sophia Stewart-Rossi with some local news. Unalaskans are losing immediate access to air ambulance services for at least the next few months. Acting City Manager Margie Veter announced at a City Council meeting last night that LifeMed Alaska is temporarily closing its Dutch Harbor base.
We've learned that LifeMed plans to relocate their Dutch Harbor crew to Anchorage on a trial basis, anticipated to be about 3 months.
LifeMed provides emergency medical services and medevac access to Unalaska, which is roughly 800 air miles and at least about a two-hour flight from the nearest hospital. The city is home to about 4,500 year-round residents. That number doubles during peak fishing seasons. Having a base in Unalaska also allows LifeMed to quickly service several other Aleutian communities. However, LifeMed and other organizations like the U.S. Coast Guard will continue offering dispatch emergency air services from off-island bases. Peter says it could be worse.
So not great news, but it's also not the end of the world. They'll be dispatched out of Anchorage.
The island still has a local health clinic that offers emergency services along with the city's EMS and first responders. Dawn Johnson is the CEO of the island's main clinic. She says they're prepared to provide the same care as always.
The main thing that it does for the clinic is just increases the time that the staff will be with patients and caring for patients and increase that time, hours that they're spending there.
She says they'll be keeping track of how the change affects clinic staffing and adjust as needed. LifeMed officials did not respond to several requests for comment by the time of this broadcast. A dead gray whale washed up on Kodiak Island late last month. Biologists suspect it was likely killed by orcas. KMXT's Brian Venwall reports it's the fourth dead whale reported around the archipelago already this year.
The gray whale's corpse washed up near Surfers Beach, just a few minutes' walk from the southern end of Kodiak's road system. The Shunack Tribe's Natural Resources Director, Matt Van Dale, says he and another biologist were the first to report it while on a survey looking for live whales at Passagshack Point. Van Dale says it was likely killed in the ocean and was dead for about a week before it was spotted.
This guy is a subadult male gray whale, about 30 feet long, but is very, very likely an orca mortality because some of the hallmarks are, you know, the lower jaw has been exposed, the tongue is missing, and all of the blubber and skin and flesh has actually been flensed off of his face, and those are all hallmarks of an orca mortality.
Kodiak has a group of transient killer whales known as the Kodiak Killers. Van Dale says they're likely suspects, but it's impossible to know for sure. Gray whale populations along North America's coast faced an unusual mortality event from 2019 to 2023, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. NOAA's investigative team concluded ecosystem changes in feeding areas in and near the Arctic was what led to the animals both starving and having decreasing birth rates. Van Dale expects to see a lot of dead whales this year, too.
We're seeing increased mortalities already between Mexico and California. Some have been malnourished, some have been hit by ships, so maybe they just didn't have the energy to get out of the way of a vessel.
This dead whale is the fourth to be reported around the Kodiak Archipelago this year, and the seventh for Alaska as a whole. Van Dale says this gray whale has had a decent amount of blubber from the sample they took, but the tribe isn't planning a full necropsy. Much of the body is already rotten, and they want to save resources to find a better subject to dissect.
If we had a good supply cache, we would have done it. But we're just kind of wait and see, because we're probably going to get a fresher one that shows up, and especially one that is emaciated, and those are the ones we really want to necropsy, just to see if there's underlying factors behind the malnutrition, if it's got disease load or anything like that.
Other filter-feeding whales like a humpback and a fin whale that washed up near the island in recent years were malnourished and emaciated. Found animals can be reported to the Marine Mammal Stranding Hotline. For now, the tribe's team is going to keep surveying for whales in the area.
There's another spout. That's another gray.
In Kodiak, I'm Brian Benoit.
From natural gas to geothermal to hydro and solar energy, there was an array of possibilities presented last week at the Alaska Sustainable Energy Conference. All of them need a gray and greasy mineral called graphite to turn raw energy into power. As KNBA's Rhonda McBride tells us, one company says it's a step closer to mining it in Alaska.
If Anthony Houston has his way, in 3 years' time, he'll be selling graphite from a mine near Nome.
We have the largest graphite deposit, not just in the United States, but one of the largest in the world.
Houston is the owner of Graphite One. Although his mine hasn't been developed yet, his company is already marketing the mineral.
What we're working on right now is something that's never been done before.
Houston has partnered with Lucid Motors, a company that makes luxury electric vehicles at a plant in Arizona.
So there's never been a graphite asset being produced in the United States and selling to another American company making their automobiles here in the United States.
It's a deal Houston announced at the conference, along with the CEO of Lucid Motors, Mark Winterhoff.
We're a truly American EV manufacturer. Our cars are designed and engineered in California, and they're all built in Arizona in our plant in Casa Grande.
Lucid Motors already has an agreement with Graphite One to buy the synthetic graphite that the company markets. The Alaska deal now gives them a supply of natural graphite, also important to battery performance and cheaper to produce. Winterhoff says graphite overall, synthetic or natural, is in short supply, and its production is dominated by the Chinese, who are positioning themselves to take over the global EV market.
The Chinese automotive industry has not been sleeping the last 15 years. It's really actually incredible what kind of quality and functionality those vehicles currently have.
Lucid Motors says it's a win-win for the car maker to secure a supply of Alaska graphite, a commitment that will help Graphite One finance its mine, and ultimately, says Governor Mike Dunleavy, create new opportunities.
So this particular mine will employ folks most likely from Nome and surrounding areas, high-paying jobs. This play, by some estimates, is multi-generational, 100 years plus.
Beyond the graphite, Lucid Motors has another Alaska connection. At Fort Greeley, they've been testing their cars to see how they perform in cold weather. Outside the Denina Convention Center, Winterhoff showed off Lucid's new SUV model called Gravity. He says it can go 450 miles without a charge, enough to get from Anchorage to Fairbanks.
Basically, the whole length of the car between the axles is filled with batteries.
The luxury sedan, the Lucid Air, has a range of more than 500 miles. Winterhoff says EVs are constantly evolving.
Think about it like your phone. Every other, actually day these days, you get an update, you press the button, and your phone is kind of new. Yeah? And that's the same with our car as well.
The Gravity SUV starts at around $95,000, but the company hopes to get its next version down to under $80,000. Although Graphite One is on the fast track for federal permitting for its Graphite Creek mine, those who hunt and fish on the land and waters that surround it worry about the trade-offs. Graphite One says the Bering Straits Native Corporation has invested in its company, and there's a subsistence advisory committee to help keep communities nearby informed about the project as well as get their feedback. In Anchorage, I'm Rhonda McBride.
Let's take a look at KUCB's community calendar for today. This evening, the PCR is hosting a class that introduces water safety for babies and toddlers. Kids ages 6 months to 2 years can join their parents and learn how to become more comfortable in the water. The class starts at 5:30 at the Unalaska Aquatic Center. Also at the pool, there will be a dive-in movie night this evening from 6:30 to 8:30. You can watch a movie on the big screen while swimming in the pool. The event is for all ages, but children under 10 must be accompanied by an adult. Find details on today's events and many more upcoming events on our new and improved community calendar at KUCB.org. That's the news from Unalaska. I'm Sophia Stewart-Rossi, and you're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. Find us online at KUCB.org, and please stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecasts.
It's time now for your community window here on KSTP, starting with job openings. The QT Tribe of Sandpoint is looking for a grant writer, an executive director, and an administrative assistant. The Palos Harbor Tribe of Sandpoint is hiring a tribal environmental coordinator. The City of Sandpoint is hiring a part-time Pultev sales assistant and a mechanic. The King Cove Department of Public and Safety is looking to hire a certified police officer. Interested applicants can contact the King Cove PD at 907-497-2210. APIA is hiring a lead Head Start teacher in King Cove and an ICWA worker here in Sandpoint. EATS is hiring a behavioral health trainee and a community health representative. Both of those positions can be in Sandpoint or King Cove. They are also hiring a clinical information clerk for King Cove, a community health aide for False Pass and Nelson Lagoon, and a clinical information clerk slash janitor for Cold Bay. And that's all for the community window. If you have anything you'd like for us to put on the air or web, You can contact us through email at cw@apradio.org. You can call us at 907-383-5737, or you can still fax us at 907-383-5271. Also look for updates, meeting archives, and more at apradio.org. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Programming on KSDP is supported by the Shumigan Corporation. Located in Sandpoint, the Shumigan family of businesses includes property and equity management, the Sandpoint Tavern, the Anchor Inn Motel, and the Anchor Inn Lounge. The Shumigan Corporation, serving its shareholders and the people of Sandpoint, on the web at www.shumigan.com or by telephone at 907-383-3525. The Shumigan Corporation, hometown values and service, a proud sponsor of KSDP. We'll be right back.
instead I'm stuck here, rub on these fenders with a rag, and walking home in soggy old shoes. We're damn steadily depressing, low down mind messing, working at the car wash booths. You know a man of my ability, he should be smoking on a big cigar. But till I get myself straight, I guess I'll just have to wait in my rubber suit to rub on these cars. Well, all I can do is to shake my head. You might not believe that it's true, but working at this end on Niagara Falls is a undiscovered Howard Hughes. So baby, don't expect to see me with no double martini in my highbrow society news. Cause I got them steadily depressing, low down mind messing, working at the car wash booth.
Take the choice between the deaf man and the blind. I know just where my feet should go, but that's enough for me. I turn around and knock them down and walked across the sea. Hadn't traveled very far when suddenly I saw three small ships sailing off towards a distant shore. So lighting up a cigarette, I followed in pursuit and found a secret cave where they obviously stashed the loot. Filling up my pockets, even stopped it on my nose. I must have weighed 100 times between my head and toe. I bet you'd fall before the dawn, a time to change his mind. And soaring high above the clouds, I found a golden shrine. Laying down my treasure before the iron gate, quickly rang the bell, hoping I hadn't come too late. But someone came along and told me not to waste my time. And when I asked him who he was, he said, just look behind. Heading down the road.
help about the shape I'm in. I can't sing, I ain't pretty, and my legs are thin. But don't ask me what I think of you. I might not give the answers that you want me to. Now when I talk to God, I knew he'd understand. He said, stick by me and I'll be your guiding hand. But don't ask me what I think of you. I might not give the answer that you want me to. Thank you.
Tune in to KSDP 6 to 7 p.m. Sundays for the TED Radio Hour. The show features TED Talks, technology, entertainment, design, grouped and expanded for an hour of thoughtful new ideas.
I don't believe it. Don't touch me. Hey, Ray. Hey, Sugar. Tell them who we are.
Well, we're big rock singers. We got golden fingers. And we're loved everywhere we go.
That sounds like us.
We sing about beauty and we sing about truth. At $10,000 a show.
Right.
We take all kind of pills to give us all kind of thrills. But the thrill we've never known is the thrill that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover. Wanna buy 5 copies for my mother.
Yeah.
Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
That's a very, very good idea.
I got a freaky old lady named a Cocaine Kitty who embroiders on my jeans. I got my poor old gray-haired daddy driving my limousine.
Now it's all designed to blow our minds, but our minds won't really be blown like the blow that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see our pictures on the cover.
Stone.
Wanna buy 5 copies for our mother.
Yeah.
Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Little teenage blue-eyed groupies will do anything we say. We got a genuine Indian guru, he's teaching us a better way. We got all the friends that money can buy, so we never have to be alone. And we keep getting richer, but we can't get our picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover.
Stone.
Wanna buy 5 copies for my mother.
Stone.
Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
On the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover.
We ain't on the cover, baby.
Wanna buy 5 copies for my mother.
I ain't
see
you.
My smiling
we will
face
make
on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Right up front, man. I can see it now. Out front smiling, man. Oh, beautiful.
Time, time and again I've seen you staring out at me. Now then and again I wonder what it is that you see with those angry eyes.
Well, I bet you wish you could cut me down with those angry eyes.
You wanna believe that I am not the same as you. And I can't conceive, oh Lord, of what it is you're trying to do
with those angry eyes. Well, I bet you wish you could cut me down with those angry eyes. What a shot you could be if you could shoot at me with those angry eyes. You and I must start to realize blindness binds us together in a false disguise. Can you see me through those angry eyes?
You are not the one to blame, but I'm finding it hard, my friend, when I'm in the deadly aim. What those
angry eyes. Well, I bet you wish you could cut me down with those angry eyes. What a shot you could be if you could shoot at me with those angry eyes.
Pong. This is Dmitry Filimonov, President and CEO of the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association.
The Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association is hosting a virtual dementia tour on June 12th at the Old School in King Cove. The virtual dementia tour is an interactive personal experience providing insight on what day-to-day life is like for a person living with Alzheimer's and related dementia. This free event is from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. and 25-minute slots are available and open to everyone. Space is limited and you can sign up with Rebecca Newman at 907-497-2769 or for more information, contact Lorraine Thomas at lorrainet@apiai.org. Or you could find a flyer in your community with the link to sign up.
Remember, if you are in Anchorage, please come visit the Unangamulla, home of the Aleuts. Unangam, Atakan, Akun, we are one.
Time, baby, love me twice today. Love me two time, girl. I'm gone away. Love me two time, girl. One for tomorrow, one just for today. Love me two time, I'm gone away. Love me one time, do not speak. Love me one time, yeah, my knees got weak. Love me two time, girl, last me all through the week. Love me two time, I'm gone away. Love me two time, I'm gone away. Oh yeah. Speak. Love me one time, baby. Yeah, my knees got weak. Love me two time, girl. Last me all through the week. Love me two time, I'm gone away. Love me two time, baby. Love me twice today. Two time, boy, 'cause I'm going away. Love me two time, girl. One for tomorrow, one just for today. Love me two time.
Take a